You know, a lot of people, Helen, don't really understand that living next door to them could very well be someone who fits these profiles.
So often, one of the biggest things that we hear is the neighbors saying, but he couldn't have done that. I mean, I saw him every day. I never suspected. He was a nice guy. He was helpful. He never caused any trouble. There wasn't anything going on that we knew of. And people are generally very shocked. And absolutely, they come across as Mr. Milquetoast, and very frequently they're kind and helpful, and they're also murderers.
If you were living next to them, even with all your background, your training, would you be able to see some quirks in them, or would they be able to get through and not even you would believe that they had this potential?
I would say that they would get by me.
The
thing that's so fascinating and the reason that this work is so interesting is that each one of them, subsequently that you see them, are cookie cutters of one another, but you don't ever see anything externally. I think that's one of the myths, that a serial murderer is someone who has to be disheveled and wild-eyed, running down the street, you know, muttering at obscenities. But they are just completely like everyone else externally.
Explain the difference, because I'm sure there are many, between a serial killer and a mass murderer.
One of the things that we discovered in the early parts of our work 25, 30 years ago was that people thought murderers were murderers. And subsequently, as we began to look at the serial killers, we also began to become interested in these mass murderers. I'm talking about the McDonald who shoots up the playground, or the postal worker who goes in and blows everyone away. What we've discovered is that the mass murderer has a definite motive for murder. Generally, it's revenge, because they've felt slighted or left out, mm-hmm. or they haven't gotten their promotion, and they blow. Completely. And yet, when they do commit the homicides, they're very well planned. They've had a long-term grudge that they've held, and they generally kill themselves afterwards. It's not unusual. The serial murderer, on the other hand, really has absolutely no motive to kill. He does it. It's something he does. It's akin to going to get the car fixed or going grocery shopping. It has no emotional meaning for them.
And the serial killer doesn't know his victims, does he?
No. And that's one of the other myths that people said, is that the serial killer is always killing people that he knows or he has in his family. But the serial killer never, ever commits violence within his family structure.
In this most recent case, Dr. Morrison, where Dennis Rader out of Wichita, Kansas,
yes.
is now a suspect in at least 10 murders.
Yes.
He's been charged with 10. His family lived with him for years.
Yes.
And never suspected anything. Now, you know, I'm not going to implicate the man. He's got to go to trial. That's our system of justice. However, one could assume that, you know, the cops may have their man. Now, in this particular case, my God, Ellen, what does the wife do? I mean, she's got to be in shock right now.
Well, you know, and that's one of the most interesting things, is the partners or the wives, and so many of them are married, so many of them have children, have absolutely no clue that the man that they are intimate with has been involved in these homicides. One of the most interesting and fascinating interviews I ever did was with the wife of John Gacy. Now, he had buried 33 bodies in the crawl space under his house, the floorboards. And that was obviously not a solid type of experience. And when he had these bodies there, obviously, there, if you've ever smelled a dead body, you can't miss it. Well, when I finally had the opportunity to speak with her and talk about how in the world she didn't notice a smell,
right.
she said, well, she did.
Oh, my.
But she asked her husband, John Gacy, about it, and he told her it was only mice. And she went along and never, ever thought about the possibility that there could be bodies there. There was a recent serial murderer in Louisiana whose significant other was told by him to just don't go near the computer. He would leave the house about 11 o'clock at night, come back about 3 o'clock in the morning. And the police were going to arrest her. They felt that she had to be knowledgeable about what was going on. She had to be an accessory.
Right.
Well, when they asked her about this, you know, what did you think? I mean, this man is telling you not to go near the computer. He's telling you not to pay attention. He goes out and he comes back. What did you think? And her response was, well, I thought all men did that.
Well, I've got to tell you, I mean, if even though, and we're going to get into this later, why we don't have a lot of women serial killers, I mean, it does happen. But, you know, if someone were to say to me that you know, your wife is a serial killer and you don't see these signs, I mean, I would be one of the staunchest people to defend her, you know.
And that happens all the time, where the partners or the relatives say it couldn't be him. When I talk to the brothers and sisters of the serial murderers, and they are astounded and continue to assert the innocence of their brother, and they still carry a tremendous amount of denial. They have to have the wrong man. It couldn't possibly be him. They've gotten him confused with someone else. That is so constant. But you can, I mean, you're absolutely right. The devastation of knowing that this thing that you were living with is that much of a monster and you didn't know.
Does the reality ever sink in with these people? Do they say to themselves, oh, now, wait a minute, I do remember the day he did this to our pet, or I remember this strange look he had on his face when he saw something on television. Do they start to reflect like that?
No, never, because these people don't show anything like that. They don't have strange looks. They don't hurt their pets. They just go along. They live their lives, and that's why the shock of discovery is even more difficult for them to handle.